grab grass prevention on a 29-degree morning, but this is good timing because those orange barrels are getting ready to bloom, too, on the for the construction season.
You can't prune those, can you?
No, we can't prevent those, and unfortunately, they're a necessary evil to keep the system in good order for all the folks that use the roadway.
Well, Glenn, before we get started on what we had planned for our conversation here today, how did things go on the Kansas Turnpike here from yesterday's weather activity and really going back to last Friday with the fire danger that we saw evidenced here locally in Area 1?
And we were very fortunate. Last Friday was a terrible day out in western Kansas, and parts of Oklahoma had some crashes and incidents also. We were fortunate on the turnpike. We didn't have too much impact from that terrible wind. But, yes, anytime we get those conditions, you got to watch out for smoke and blowing dust and visibility. Even with the snows we saw yesterday, the whiteout conditions, always, you know, slow down, maintain a reasonable speed, and just be careful because you don't know what's ahead of you.
This has been a fairly difficult winter overall, hasn't it, Glenn?
Been a little higher than average in terms of what we spent to treat and combat that winter snow and ice. And I would say the season has likely ended by now with the first day of spring, and the warm pavement temperatures really helped yesterday. You know, anything that did fall really just melted and didn't stick.
Well, let's shift here to kind of how operations are going to be going here across the Turnpike here later this year. The Turnpike Authority just announcing here a few days ago the 2025 construction plan. And the way it appeared, unless I'm missing something here, Glenn, there's more work that's going to be taking place on Turnpike toll gates up and down the highway. And also there's a couple of significant pavement projects that are ahead a little bit later on this year. Let's start with the toll gate demolition side of things. I know that Emporia, Allen, Admire, Cassaday all had a lot of work last year. Is anything else coming for those Turnpike interchanges here this year?
Yes, there is. We had a flurry of activity last year, and we will be finishing up the remaining toll plaza demolitions this year. At Emporia specifically, we have some overhead signing yet to complete. There's a big overhead gantry for the approach to the turnpike on 35 up by Industrial Road that needs to go in. That work will actually begin next Tuesday for the road closures, and then we have some restriping to do, and we're going to hang some slightly different signage on some of the other existing gantries out there, but that should wrap up fairly quickly. We're thinking we'll be done in the Emporia Toll Plaza with all the new signing and striping by mid-April.
Okay, cashless tolling, how has that been going, Glenn? I know you're in it full force right now.
Yeah, a little over 6-7 months in, and things have been going well. We're continuing to fine-tune and tweak the systems. We've gotten feedback from customers, you know, mostly on our website and our pay apps, things like that. Just wanted to say real quick, a lot of your listeners may have received some of those scam texts about paying tolls and, you know, being in trouble for not paying their tolls. The Turnpike will never send an unsolicited text, and the best thing to do is just go to our website and get some more information if you have any question about a unsolicited text you might receive.
How I know one of the core components of the, you know, the cashless move from traditional tolling to cashless tolling, and you mentioned this on our airwaves several times last year, was safety. In addition to the convenience that provides drivers specifically, but what do you have on the safety side of things? Have those thoughts about, you know, safety enhancements borne out here over the first few months of cashless?
Well, yes, when you remove those barriers from the roadway itself, then you don't have that potential for the high differential in speeds. And I don't have any definitive data, any analysis of the data, but I don't know of any incidents that, you know, as we've removed these toll booths, people are able to flow freely and flow at a more uniform speed, even though we may, you know, we'll post it down from highway speed to get through these new plazas, but we are really excited about the safety aspect and safety benefits of going to cashless.
Glenn, what about pavement resurfacing projects coming up this spring and summer?
Yeah, folks traveling south will be starting a project after Memorial Day, and that's going to run basically down from capacity to the cattle pens, roughly, and just north of the cattle pens a couple miles. That'll be a patching project. We'll do some deep milling and patching on that section of roadway, and then we'll follow up with an overlay of the entire segment. And we'll be finishing that up through this summer. Then we have another one there north of Emporia. If folks travel up towards Topeka, we don't have that on our list. We're throwing in some patching this year in anticipation of a future overlay project the following year. And that'll run basically from the Emporia service area north up to Admire.
Okay. What's your tentative timetable on that patching work taking place?
That'll start later this fall. We don't think that'll start. It could be late summer, early fall on that patching work north of Emporia.
I know that activity here close to Emporia, you've done a lot of work with bridge redecking and widening. Any activity on that front here near Emporia?
We don't have anything in the Emporia vicinity this year for bridge raisings, bridge redecking and widening. We don't have anything slated this year.
Outstanding. Really quickly here, Glenn, you mentioned here about Emporia's work for the toll booth here. What's going to be taking place at Allen and Cassidy, or are those two done?
They are complete and in their final configuration, so those won't see any additional activity this year.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Glenn, what else would you want to highlight here about Turnpike Authority activity and Turnpike Authority work here for the 2025 season?
Well, I think one thing for your listeners would be Kansas has issued and is issuing new license plates. So as customers get those new license plates, if they could go in and update those new numbers into our system, that will help just in case your transponder doesn't read, then that license plate will be associated with your K-Tag account, and you'll still get the lowest toll. We'll associate that with your K-Tag and let you know your K-Tag's not working if that's a fact.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. How do you need to do that for folks maybe that have maybe gotten something started, or for folks that haven't, or you know, folks that have gotten started and they've forgotten how it works or how that's going to work out for them?
For those that are digitally inclined, they can go to our website and do that through the web. Otherwise, they can call our customer service center, and I apologize, I don't have that number on me, but that customer service center would also be on our website and available for customers. We also have walk-in centers at our administration building in Topeka, Wichita, and we have a customer service center over in Lawrence as well.
Sounds good. Well, Glenn, thanks so much for joining us here today, and please keep us posted on how things are going here as the construction season really begins and those orange cones and barrels start blooming here soon.
Yeah, that's right, blossoming.
Yes. All right, thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it. Good job. All right, Kansas Turnpike Authority engineer Glenn Scott talking about upcoming projects. KTA, Chuck?
Yes, indeed. And if you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots for your events or activities, let us know.